Greetings. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your wrap-up on the daily financial services news for Saturday, August 17, 2024. We begin today with cybersecurity concerns on a national scale. The Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, has intensified its push for insurers to strengthen protection against critical cyber risks. EPRA's General Manager of Operational Resilience, Alison Bliss, underscored the urgency in a letter to the insurers. She insisted on immediate fortification of cyber defenses through robust identity checks and swift action on insecure setups. This is a stalwart move by APRA, reflective of the global regulatory wave to add steel against dynamic cyber threats. Switching gears, let's turn our focus to retirement savings, a topic that was at the forefront of the recent retirement conference in Canberra. APRA Deputy Chair Margaret Cole talked about the imperative role of funds and insurers working hand in hand to meet obligations under the Retirement Income Covenant. In that same vein, noteworthy insights by David Bell from the Connexus Institute shed light on the importance of retirement strategies in advancing superannuation funds. To navigate through the complexities of policy and commercial discussions in decumulation, Connexus Financial will be launching the Retirement Magazine. Be sure to follow them on LinkedIn to stay updated. Coming to the stock market, the Australian share market is rallying, riding the wave of buoyant U.S. economic statistics. The S&P ASX 200 index climbed to its highest level since mid-December, and the All Ordinaries also made considerable gains, marking a six-day rally. The energy sector saw the largest upswing, fueled by positive results from Woodside, Fortescue, and the Commonwealth Bank of Australia. Zipco topped it all with an impressive 13.5% surge, courtesy its recent alliance with Stripe in the U.S. Investors are eagerly waiting for further U.S. economic updates. Finally for today, we take a sobering look at the small business landscape. Almost half of the small businesses in the country are grappling with either breaking even or running at a loss. This alarming scenario emerged during a recent Senate hearing where the Council of Small Business Organizations Australia, or COSBOA, revealed the harrowing cost of living crisis. They named rising energy cost, regulatory hurdles, and recent changes in industrial relations as key challenges that small businesses are facing. Urgent intervention and support is needed to keep these businesses afloat and to ensure the stability of the sector. That's all for today's financial news wrap. For more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, head over to our website, financialserviceonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off. Stay informed and stay secure.